Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawken the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, it looks like NBC and the lamestream media are spreading propaganda that married men are happier. According to a survey that was done as part of this article, the wives were right next to the men when they were asked if they were happy or not in marriage. And just so you know, the guy in the photo is actually 23. That's how happily married he is. I wonder what the results would have been if the wives weren't in the room when they were asked that question. Most people just read the headlines, "I'm glad I didn't." Moving on, if women retires, they would have plenty of threads in college when they were out to slay and ride the rooster roller coaster. But when they're ready to settle down, they're so bald that they would slide right off the road. That's what happens when you have plenty of mileage. This one kind of reminds me of the donut meme from a few years back. You definitely don't want the "why can't I find a good man" crueler from Tim Hortons. Number three, this woman's kid says that her mother just blocked some guy that she went on a date with because he wouldn't sub to her Lonely Fools page. And she said that's not him supporting her small business. It's probably her business strategy to date as many guys as possible to boost the number of subs that she gets. I don't think she can call her poop shoot a small business anymore. Forget about throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Being with her is like throwing it into the Grand Canyon. I hope this kid's classmates don't find out what her mother's up to. Up next, a guy that works as a lab tech at the women's clinic looks at microscopic pap smear tests and finds that 1 in 200 to 300 have canine semen in them. Also, judging by this Canadian news story, 19% of Canadians admit to having an experience with their pets during COVID. I've heard two women tell me about their encounters, and it made me want to shoot a vomit comet all over them. Number five, the corporate career is always trying to keep women out of the kitchen. So it's just trying to keep them away from doing chores that men still have to do. They're probably trying to keep them out of the kitchen so that more men than ever eat hungry man dinners and get sick from other such processed foods. Plus, the government can't exactly tax women if they don't go off to work. Number seven, game developers want attractive female characters, and yet the artists give them this. But male video game characters these days are tens that are perfectly fit, have a six-pack, and have a full head of hair. The female characters have the face of a 3, the body of a 4, and the personality of a 1. But women at these companies are just inserting themselves since they're solipsistic. First they wreck film, and now they want to wreck gaming to force the few men that are still attractive back to the plantation. Up next, we have a woman that got the ring and then pulled the pin on the fat grenade. Some women think that getting a guy's commitment means they no longer have to have any standards. But how did this happen? Burgers. Lots of burgers. Also, the guy looks defeated in the picture on the right, and his chin beard looks weak and ridiculous. She's 3 times bigger than him now, and it looks like he's also shrunk 4 inches. She must have eaten his shins or something. Either that or he tried picking her up and compressed his spine. Number 9 is Brittany Venti and Sean from over at Think Before You Sleep, getting engaged. A lot of people noticed a huge dip in his content quality before it became public that they were dating. I hope they get their Disney happy ending. And to think that I was the one that first promoted his channel and gave him advice on scripting his content, back when he was going his own way. And they didn't even invite me to the wedding. Shame. Moving on, I know that Christmas is over, but this tattooed mom was forced to watch her kids' nativity play through a window. Maybe her being there would have scared the kids on stage so much that there actually wouldn't have been a play. What makes a person do this to themselves except a desperate cry for attention in this digital age? At least she's patriotic and has an English flag tattooed to her face. Number 11 is Megan King, and she says that her son's circumcision was hard for her, and she wonders if it makes men aggressive. Really? Hard for her? She wasn't the one getting mutilated and crying because of it. Why do women have to make things about them, even when it's about males? Man suffers, women most affected. If it was hard on her, why did she actually choose to do this to him in the first place? All his nerve endings are gone, so he'll never feel true pleasure. Up next is Kashmir, and she says that everything she hates about this world is white people's fault. If she feels that way, then she can always move to Wakanda. Oh wait, never mind. Also, almost 40,000 people agree with their post. Ironically, she's also on Next that was mostly created by white people too. So what is she still doing here if it's bad? Also, didn't we all technically come from Africa? This post got so much love that she actually locked down her accounts. Number 13 is Jordan Peterson saying that he's told men that if you're being rejected by all women that you approach, then it's not the women, it's you. He's out of touch because many, if not most men these days, aren't even approaching women anymore. Plus, there probably aren't a whole lot of women out there even worth approaching. Most I meet these days are rude, narcissistic, and hostile to deal with. His mentality is stuck in the 60s and 70s, plus you don't approach women. They approach you in subtle ways if you make yourself the prize. Moving on is a woman that decided to do a little photo shoot to celebrate her divorce. But why, you ask? To advertise herself to a man now that she's single and ready to mingle. She's already probably celebrating because of all the money that she looted from her ex-husband. Now she can go off and find herself and hot guys at the local pump and dump pub. Looks to me like narcissism has no off switch. Up next is Jordan Peterson's second entry this week telling men to put their shoulders into it and get into dating at his climbing school. On the other side of the wall are alligators of alimony, divorce, male disposability, and marriage. Jordan, this is in 1963. All this coming from a man that wouldn't even guide his daughter well. She's now had her second kid with her second husband. Let's see if she makes it 3 for 3. He just wants men to get married because married men are more likely to vote conservative, and therefore buy his book. Number 16 is an awesome post from Anime Dating Advice, saying that there's no female equivalent to man-child because women act like kids their entire lives. For women, it's called Wendy Syndrome when they aren't given enough attention as kids, and so they compensate by doing too many nice things for others, but nothing nice for themselves later on. Number 17 is the Midwest vampire, and she's being racist by saying that a black guy asked her out today, which means that she needs to hit the gym. It's not like all black men have lower standards, but I do think this is the first time I've heard of black men preferring goth girls. Unlike her, Broomhilda here looks like she wants only black men, probably because she thinks that they're thirsty and easily controllable. That, and she's probably run into trouble finding a Caucasian man that'll date her. Moving on, this is the look that your doggy makes when you watch it while it's pooping from behind. There are tons of poor kids out there that get known for wetting the bed while younger. But here's a fully grown woman that's going to be known for the rest of her life as the bed shitter. But her excuse is probably that it's all just alcohol and passion that made her do it. Number 19 is a guy venting, saying that he's unemployed, living with his parents in his 30s, and he's going to be single for the rest of his life, and die that way without the touch of a woman. This guy needs to focus on making money and shake that hopeless black pill perspective. He's almost hit the point where men stop caring about relationships and focus on themselves instead. 2024 can't change for him unless he changes something. Up next, we have a woman that didn't marry her husband for his money. Instead, she divorced him for it. Isn't that usually how it goes? That's why post-nup agreements should be mandatory. Elon Musk and Destiny got their wives to sign post-nup agreements, not prenup agreements, after their wedding vows and they were held up in court. That's something that more men need to look into these days. Number 21, who says that people didn't have the Christmas spirit last year? A kid sits on Santa's lap and tells him a secret, and seconds later Santa and all his elves are beating up a child molester. Apparently this happened in Wisconsin. The guy was knocked unconscious as Santa headbutted him from behind, got on top of him and then started pummeling him, laughing and screaming, "Ho, ho, ho, Mr. Falcon," like a badly dubbed version of Die Hard 2 on television. Moving on is a woman that was on Only Fools and then suddenly she's baking sourdough, living for God and speaking against modern feminism. Where were women like her 9 or 10 years ago when I first started this channel? They didn't exist and they were feminists back then. I remember those times, and because of that, I'll never trust or love any of them ever again. Number 23, another late Christmas entry, and this one is Sergeant Powell. He was integral at stopping terrorists attacking Nakatomi Plaza in LA back at Christmas 1988. He eventually settled down and moved to Chicago, where this hero's neighbor would frequently drop by and break something and then oddly inquire if he did indeed do that. Up next is what it's like for a modern man trying to find a decent woman. It's like sifting through the rubbish. This guy hasn't figured out that doing his own thing would work a lot better for him. Plus, robo-waifus combined with AI are the future. Either that or this guy, if he's too big a loser, the first step might actually be to train his gag reflex. Number 25 in the last one is Brittany Renner, and she says she doesn't regret banging any of the 35 men that she was with. Looks like they have no shame to keep their notch counts a secret anymore. But as I recall, she admitted to being with the whole NBA team in one night. So 35 does seem kind of low. Other than that one night, she's a virgin. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to spank it in the YouTube algorithm, and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll keep making it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.